Okay, today's Nazir Daf Tes. We begin the second parak. That's what we're up to, the beginning of Daf Tes, and we'll learn today for Shleiman, for Shimon, Tzvi, and Peril, Mordechai ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yabela, and Avigail Bas Esther Malka. Here we go. Got to listen carefully to this Mishnah. It's a very simple Mishnah, but it's getting crazy complicated. Harini Nazir mena grogros mena dvela. If someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir from dates and dates, different kinds of dates. You can't make wine out of dates, and dates is not something that's in the Torah, that's another. Another is only from grapes and wine, not dates. Right? Grogos are dates, right? Figs. Figs and pressed figs. It means figs. There's no such thing as saying you're a Nazir from figs. So what if somebody says that? Beishamai Omrim Nazir. You become a Nazir. What kind of Nazir do you become? Right? Can you eat figs? I don't know. You certainly can't eat grapes. Whether or not you can eat figs, I don't know. But you certainly become a Nazir, and whatever Nazir is Asirin, you're Asirin. Ubeit Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Beit Hillel says you don't become a Nazir because there's no such thing as a Nazir from figs. There's no such thing. Therefore, what you said was a nothing statement. It was a non-statement. It didn't get off the ground. It has no halachic significance. Amar Yehuda. So that's the Tana Kama. So we have the Tana Kama discussing Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Now Rabbi Yehuda is going to be discussing Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but he's only really discussing Beit Shammai. Because Beit Hillel said, you're not an Nazir anyway. Doesn't discuss. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kisha Amar Beit Shammai, when Beit Shammai said you're a Nazir, he didn't mean you're a Nazir. How can you be a Nazir from figs? There's no such thing. What do you mean? What does the Tana Kama mean by that? Kisha Amru Beit Shammai, Lo Amru Ela Ba'omer Harei Hain Alai Carbon. What Beit Shammai meant was, you become usher in figs like a carbon. That's all. It's like a neder, exactly. It's like a neder. So why did he say it like this? The Gemara will explain why. Okay? So in this Mishnah, we have four people. We have the Tana Kama explaining Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. That's three people. And then Rabbi Yehuda qualifying Beit Shammai. So he's really arguing on the Tana Kama. Tana Kama says Beit Shammai says you become a full Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda says Beit Shammai said no such thing. Okay? There are three sheets, but there are four people. Right, there are three sheets, you're right. There are three sheets, but there are four people. Tana Kama, Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Okay?
How do you infer from figs to grapes?
You don't know, what do you mean?
Beit Shammai
Omer. Beit Shammai Omer Nazir. You become a Nazir. That's a good question.
How do you infer from?
Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot do that.
But how
does the Tana Kama explain Beit Shammai? We'll explain in the Gemara. Well, it will explain. I guarantee you, you're going to have an answer. Now, we can look at the Tosvos, the second Tosvos of the page. Amar of Yehuda. Af kisha amru Beit Shammai lo amru ela b'amru like a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda polig atana de masnis and aliba de Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tana Kama explaining Beit Shammai. Vika amar, and he says the lo have a nazir l'din naziris, can't be a nazir kivon the lo nadar me'asher yotzi migefen yayin, because you made a net, your nazir has nothing to do with wine. Ela nadir havi min agrogus min advela. You made a neder against figs. Ki'ilu amar hare alai ki carbon. As if you said hare alai ki carbon. It's a neder. It's a neder. Why did he say a lashon of naziris? So the Gemara is going to say, because he wanted to make everyone know he's really, really upset. Whatever. We'll get to the Gemara. Okay? So, like in our small world, Rabbi Yehuda makes more sense than the Tana Kama. Right? We have a hard time understanding the Tana Kama. Okay. Vim Tomar Vaha Ihu Nazir Kamar Vechiyet. It's a neder. This is Yoni's question, right? If you make a Nazir, if you said I want to be a Nazir, how come you're not a Nazir? All Nazir means is to be separated. I want to be separated from figs. That's a little bit of a misleading statement, because a Nazir does mean Afrasha, but it's also a halachic category of somebody. It's a little bit, you know. Okay. Okay.
So why did I put figs? You said I'm a Nazir for peanut butter.
Correct. Correct.
It's very imprecise language.
Correct.
According to Beis Shammai, it's 30 days.
Yeah, Stam Nazir is a Shloshim, yeah. According to the Tanakhama.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Next.
Normally, you still eat the figs.
I'm not sure about that, according to me. I don't know. If the article says yes, I'm not arguing. I don't know. I don't know about the figs itself. I don't know. According to Beis Shammai. According to the Yehuda, you cannot eat them, because it's a neder. According to the Tanakhama, I don't know. Okay, next. Gemara. Hireini Nazir men agrogus men advela, we're repeating the Mishnah. Beshame Omrim Nazir. Beshame says you're a Nazir. Vamai. Why are you a Nazir? Mikol Asher Yaseg Migefen Hayayin Am Rachmana. The Torah said that there's only big grapes. How can you be a Nazir from fig? What kind of Nazir is that? That's your question.
And grape stems.
And grape stems and peeled everything. So what's going on here? So Beshame Savri Lakur Rav Meir. Beshame holds like Rav Meir. The Amar who says, Ain adam motzi dvar v'lebatala. Nobody says things for no reason. Nobody does that. I guess maybe Rav Meir didn't live in the 21st century. But nobody says things for no reason.
Except my wife.
Right?
All Gemara of Nadir. This is before tweeting, I guess.
Right. It's before people said nonsense just to so they should think they're popular, right? People care what they have to say. So it says to the mayor, nobody's going to sit down and make a statement like this. I hereby declare myself a Nazir from figs. What does that mean? The statement makes no sense. So nobody says things that make no sense. So we have to reinterpret the statement. Now let's look at the Tosfos. Ein adam motzei dvar v'lebatala. Nechleku be'erichin, it's a machlokas in erichin. Be'omer erech kli alai. If someone says, what's erech? Erech is a value of a person set by the Torah depending on age and gender. So if someone says, Erech Kli Alai, I'm going to give the Erech value of that chair. That chair doesn't have an Erech value. Because it's not a gender and it's not a person. It doesn't have an Erech value, right? Or, so what happens if someone says that? Says Rav Meir, well, nobody says things for no reason. So that's a stupid statement. It doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing as an Erech value for a chair. So what did the guy mean? Right? The Rabbanon Patri Lemi Klum. According to the Rabbanon, you don't have to pay a nickel. Why? Because your statement didn't make any sense. Rav Meir Palag v'Amar, ought to be a day she'ein erech l'kli. Everybody knows there's no erech for a kli. Erech is only by people. V'gomar v'Amar l'shem damim. What he meant was, I'll give the donation of that chair. V'nose in demei akli l'hekdish, and he has to give the value of that chair to hekdish. L'fi she'ein adam motzi dvarav l'vatala. Nobody says things for no reason. Nobody does that. Everybody knows there's no such thing as Maziris by Grogros. Everybody knows that. The Gomar of Amar Ilshay Naziris Yayin. And he meant was, I become a Nazir. That's the Tanakhama. What about Beis Hillel? Why does Beis Hillel say you're not a Nazir?
Why are you saying that way? Why don't you assume that you made a mistake and said Nazir instead of Nether?
We don't assume that.
We're making an assumption that he meant
the
zeros on the wrong thing, but
right.
The assumption the other way.
No, you're right. Instead of saying, yeah, I guess that's what the Gemara says. It's a good question. For Rabbi Hillel Savri, Lakrab Yosi, Beis Hillel holds Lakrab Yosi, the Amar Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitvas. When a person says two things that are contradictory, such as, I want to donate that animal for a shlamim. I want to donate that animal for an ola. Those two things are contradictory. They can't be both. Over here, I want to be a nazir, and I want to be a nazir from figs. It doesn't make any sense. So Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi set his case by the shlamim and ola, right? That bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. We cop the last thing you said. Okay. So let's look at the next Tosfos. We're not going to read the whole thing. It's very long. Rabbi Yossi ba'omer, the third wide line here. The third middle level line. Rabbi Yossi ba'omer, harezech tmuras ola, tmuras shlomim. I want to give an ola, I want to give a tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. Tira ad shetistoev, you wait for it to get a mum, v'timacher, you sell it, chati dameha la ola, v'chati dameha la shlamim. Half and half. Hachanami, bigmar dvarov, sh'amar grogros, nitvas, right? I said I want to be figs. Kivon she'ein nazir is bigrogros, lo havi nazir. You're not a nazir. Now, af al gath, debetchila amar, hareini nazir, but I said I want to be a nazir. Toch kidei dibur amar grogros, but then within the next sentence, in the next second, I said from figs, bigmar devarav adam nitvas. So what do? We chop the second half of your statement. It's like you made a neder. Ubesoch kidei dibor matza pesachlo. But then the next second you ask for it out. Why? Because there's no such thing. So what are you doing? You ask for an out, basically. I want to be a nazir. I want to be a nazir from potato chips. Good. Is that a nazir? What you did was, you asked for a charata. The charata, the kivon de nadro pascho imo, lo chal klal. It doesn't apply at all. Now Tosfos asks, one second, it's not the same thing. By the case of the Ola and Shlomim, what do we say? We say that Tosfos, not Lashon Achron, Tosfos af Lashon Achron. So you have to sell the animal and give half to what you said first, half to what you said second. Here, we're not Tosfos anything. You're nothing. It's not really the same. Vim Tomar, Vamar Rabbi Yossi Bigmar Dvar Vodem Nitvas, Havi Pirish af Bigmar Dvar Vodem Nitvas. Even the second thing he said, right? You have to give the money to both animals, both karbanos, right? I said, I'll make that an ola, I'll make that a shlomim. What do we say? He meant both. How can it be both? One animal, no such thing. All right, sell the animal and give half toward a shlomim and half toward an ola. So what are we doing?
Why don't we go by the last statement?
What? It means even the last statement.
Why don't we go by the last statement?
That's what he holds. Vachanami, nitvas lashon rishon nami, dikamar nazir. So why don't we do the same thing over here? Say you're a nazir. Vahayin nazir miyayin, minagrogros. You should be a nazir from both. I want to be a nazir. Boom, you're a nazir. From figs. Okay, you can't eat figs either. What? It means you're not a nazir from figs. You're a nazir. First of all, you're a regular nazir. And in addition to that, you can't eat figs. Why does Basil say you nothing? That's not Rabbi Yossi. So Tviyei Shlomo, I told you the Hachim Meforish B'Tmura, Hecha D'Dvarav Sosrin Zeh Ezeh. The only time Rabbi Yossi says his din is when the two things are opposite. You can't be a Shlomo and an Ola at the same time. It's impossible. Lekel Emeimar D'Seifa L'Ferushay Tchilas D'Dvarav Ka'asi. You can't say, well, my second half of my statement meant to explain my first half. That you can't say. It's impossible. They contradict each other. Hilkach Chayli Beis L'Shonos. Therefore, both Lashonos are Chal, Lurab Yossi. Fabi Tzmurz Olo, Tzmurz Shalom. Avil Masnisan, but in the Mishnah, Ikal Meimar, the Seifa Le Perushay Resha. The Seifa is explaining the Resha. Klomar, Hi, Dika Amar Nazir. When I said I want to be a Nazir, when did I say that? A half a second ago. Lav Miyayin Ka Amar, Elami Grogris. I didn't mean from wine. I meant from figs. Which, you know what? There's no such thing. Hilkach, therefore, Gemar Devarav Iker Hain Litvos Behen, Flot Chilas Devarav, and therefore, you're nothing. Beis Hillel said you're nothing. Right? Okay?
How's explaining the latter part?
I want to be a Nazir, yes. But not from wine. Only from figs.
Nothing
enough to do it. You're not a Nazir. Are you allowed to eat figs? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but you're not a nazir. No, you're not a nazir. You're not a nazir. Did that end up being a nazir against figs? I don't know. But that's not our issue. Our issue is, are you a nazir or not? Because if you're a nazir, you have halachas, karbanos, tuma. None of that applies to this
Bishul. It's obvious that that statement doesn't get off the ground.
Exactly. Now, did that include a nazir against figs? That I don't know.
I
don't know. Like Bishami also.
It doesn't get off the ground.
Right.
Because it's not
a certain statement. Exactly. Right.
Should have some
chashivas.
Statement.
What?
Should have some
chashivas. Right. So the truth is, Tosfos asks, Why don't we say the following? Why don't we say that Beis Hillel holds? People do say nonsense that comes out of their mouth. People do say that. Rameir said no one says that. Right? Halakha Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir because he holds like Rameir, no one says stupid things. So why don't we say Beis Hillel has, people do say that? So Tosfos, we don't want to say Beis Hillel said that. We don't want to say that. Because we don't want to hold, we don't want to say people do that. So I have to give another answer. What's the other answer? Tofis Lashon Achron. And therefore, you said nothing. Okay. What?
He said something.
No, so that's what Tosfos said. You said it, and then you had a charata right there. Why?
Because the average person doesn't know much. He makes a dumb statement like that.
Right.
He's not the entire Dharma, you're held to every single word you said right here.
Right, I hear you.
There's too much leeway. There's too much leeway.
That's the problem with the Dharma in general.
Every word we did.
Every word you did
is calculated.
Exactly. Every word is explicated and broken down, and over here we give too much latitude compared to before.
I hear.
It's not black and white. Every word is not black and white. Here we make it black and white.
There's too much of a change from before.
Trouble is,
he gets no punishment by saying something stupid.
Right, I hear. So we're just finishing Beis Hillel's statement. The high neder, so Beis Hillel says, when you said, I want to be a Nazir, from figs, you know what that is? High neder upischo imahu. It's a neder and the Pesach right there. Right? And therefore...
That may be yes.
And therefore...
That doesn't change it.
That statement is so strong, now the question says, in 1 second... So Beis Shammai said the same thing. Why does Beis Shammai say you're a Nazir? Isn't it so true what you just did? You made a neder and you undid it in the same sentence? I want to be a Nazir? Oh man, from figs? And therefore, you should. How can Beis Shammai say you're a Nazir? That's so strong, that question overrides, well, people don't say stupid things. So, Ella, you know what? You're right. Well, people don't say stupid things. I'm sorry. The kivan the amar hareini nazir havale nazir. When you said you want to be a nazir, you're a nazir. Aye, ki ka amar min agrogus min advela. Aye, now you said that. I just say that. You're right. Liz shulehu de kaasi. You did want to get out of it. That was your opening. However, Beis Shammai holds you can't undo a nazir. You're not allowed to, there's no such thing according to Beis Shammai as Sheila Behektish. So you come home, you tell your wife, you know what I did? I'm such a good guy. I donated my paycheck next week to Hektish. You hear that? I said, what are you, nuts? So go get the rub and get that undone. Can't do it. There's no Sheila Behektish. According to Beis Shammai. Exactly. The Kivon de Ein Sheila Behektish. And since there's no Shayla, just like there's no Shayla by Hekdesh, Ein Shayla by Naziris. There's no Shayla by Naziris, Tosfos explains, because there's Hekdesh to it also.
Meaning?
You have to bring Karbanos.
Well, what do you mean no Shayla by Hekdesh?
That means if you become a Nazir, you can't go to the rabbi and say, well, I didn't mean it, I didn't realize, had I known, I never would have done it, all these things. Guy makes a neder, I'm not eating cake today. Today's a big simcha, you're not going to eat cake? So you go to the rabbi, I didn't realize, I'm sorry, I didn't know. So what does the rabbi say? Your Nazir is bottle. You can't do that by Naziris, according to Beis Shammai. You say you're going to be a Nazir, boom, you can't get out of that.
What's the difference? I mean it.
So it doesn't make any difference if talking to Hebrew or not. What? You can't get out of it. You can't take it back. You can't take the statement back. Why not? It also says, because there's kachim aspect to Nazir. How so? Because you bring karbanos at the end.
But that's only 30 days later.
I understand.
You can't take anything back to Israel, according to the season. Words,
according to Beis Shammai.
I mean it.
Right.
Even talking doesn't have anything
different. Exactly. Exactly. You got to watch what you say in this world. According to everybody, but this issue according to Beis Shammai.
Except these days.
Right? You hear that?
So according to Beis Shammai, there's no Pesach here.
In other words, really, you're right. Really, when you said this, I want to be a Nazir, and then you followed up with from figs, everybody would really agree what you did was you wanted to get out of it. But Beis Shammai says you can't get out of it. Can't get out of it.
You're stuck.
According to Beis Hillel, you can get out of it. So Beis Shammai says you're a Nazir. Beis Hillel says you're not a Nazir. So far, it's very simple. So far, we just did a whole Amid. It's very simple. Okay?
According to Beis Hillel, you're
not. What?
You're not accurate from the
Rav. Exactly. Exactly.
Or by saying from figs, that
over. Now.
From figs?
I'm
to Pesach.
Now, why, according to Beis Hillel, are you not a Nazir? So before we said, because it passed with you. But now the Gemara says a different answer. Beis Hillel, Savri, ki Reb Shimon. Beis Hillel holds like Reb Shimon, Ditnan. Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Shimon says, let's say somebody says, I want to bring a carbon mincha from barley. There are only two carbon minchas that are brought from barley. A sota and the carbon omer. What is this guy saying? I want to bring a mincha from barley. He's not a sota. I can't bring the carbon omer. He's not bestin. So what kind of statement was that? So, Reb Shimon said, that statement's nothing. You know why? Shelo kimisnadev kiderech ha-misnadev. It's not a normal thing to say. You're not a sota, you're a regular man. What are you talking about? I want to bring a mincha from barley. You know, it doesn't apply to you. So that's not the way normal people behave. It's not the way normal people make the darim. And therefore, it's not a neder. So too, it's not a neder, it's nothing. So too, I want to be a nazir from figs. What kind of statement is that? It's not a statement. Therefore, it's nothing. Okay? Now look at the top, we're on Testament page now. Look at the top line of Tosfos. Im Tomar. Lama Hotzrach Lama Beis Hillel Kerb Shimon. Why do we have to say this? Name, why couldn't we just say Beis Hillel Tamayu the Amr Yeshayel Behektish? You can't undo another. We have to give another answer. Right? You hear that question?
I just thought you said you can't.
According to Beis Shammai, you can't. So just say Beis Hillel says you can. Why do we have to give another answer now? V'yesh Lomar, Mishom Dakati Lil Beis Hillel, Nehi, it's true. The Nazir Miyayin Lohave. Lohave. Nader miha lohave men agrogos. But still, can you eat the figs? If someone says, I want to be a nazir from figs, so what does Hillel say? Even if you want to tell me, yeshay lebehektish, he's still also in the figs. Right? Comes along, Beis Hillel, lahachi, kamar, kerb shimon, depote lagamri. What you said is nothing. Shalom, his nadiv, kiderach habis nadvim, she'im ba'al lios, no demena grogros. If you wanted not to eat grapes, havale lamemar, beloshen konim, bederach anadarim. You should have said that.
He has nothing.
That's how we gave another answer now. You could have said he holds you allowed to undo hektish. You're right. You could do undo hektish. Beis Hillel holds you can. We hold you can. But you still would have been also from the fits. Comes along, I hold up Shimon. It's not the normal thing to say. That doesn't mean anything. Exactly. So far the Gemara was easy. So far it was easy. Right?
So he holds that you can screw Hekish.
Yes, you can undo your nether to Hekish. Right. Why don't we give that answer? Because right. You still would have been us during the fix.
Right. That's besides the point.
That's besides the point, exactly. So far, so good. So it's easy. We have Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda said that Beis Shammai said, you're not really a Nazir.
Right.
It's just a Neder. Okay? Now, Masnisa Deloki Haitana. Our Mishnah can't go like the following. The Tanya. We have a Brayta that says like this. Rabbi Nosson says that Beis Shammai says, Nadur v'Nazir. You're both. It's a neder and you're a nazir. Did the Tanakhama say that? No. Did Rabbi Yehuda say that?
No.
Also not. Can't be our Mishnah. Rabbi Nosson can't be part of our Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel omrim nadir ve'ein nazir. And Beis Hillel said it's a neder, but not a nazir. Again, did our Mishnah say that? No. No one held that in our Mishnah. Right? Yeah. Now, why? What's the reason for this? What is Reb Nosson's reason? Because Beis Shammai Savri lo k'Reb Meir, u'k'Reb Yehuda. Beis Shammai holds like Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. He holds like Reb Meir that what? That people don't say things for no reason. Therefore, you become a Nazir. He also holds like Reb Yehuda that has said that he made a neder. Right? Reb Yehuda said that it was not a Nazir, it was a neder. Says Reb Nosson, I hold like both. Therefore, it's both. Right? Ubeis Hillel suffer like Reb Yossi, and Beis Hillel holds like Reb Yossi, that what? Tofes Lashon Achron, therefore, says Beis Hillel, it's a neder. But Amish didn't really say that. Okay. Listen, Achrina, another version of this brisa, which is also not going to hold like anybody. Omer. Beshami Omerim Nadur ve'eno Nazir. It's only a Nadir and not a Nazir. Ubeitil Omerim Lo Nadir ve'lo Nazir. It's neither of them.
That's what I mentioned.
No, it didn't. Because
that's according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Exactly. But in our Mishnah, Tanna Kamma said that's nothing. That you're a Nazir. It's more like Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda.
Right?
It's not Rabbi Yehuda.
Now the Gemara explains. Beishamai, Kirab Yehuda. That what? That it's a Neder. And Beis Hillel, Kirab Shimon. Beis Hillel said that's not a normal way to make a Neder.
Right.
Okay. Now this is where the Gemara gets hard. It's not hard. We're just going to bring in now five more shittas. So it's complicated. Sinan Hasam, there's a Mishnah in Menachos that says like this. Ha'omer, this is the Mishnah that we just mentioned before the Shimon. Ha'omer, harei alai mincha lahav min ha-se'orim. I want to bring a mincha from se'orim. From barley. There's no such thing. There is. There's only two. What is it? Again, a sota and an omer. Which, you're not doing that. You're not a sota and you're not to bring in the omer. So if someone says I'm going to bring a mincha from se'orim, you have a menachitim. You have to bring it from wheat, which is very similar to saying, I'm going to be a nazir from figs. There's no such thing really. So what do we do? It's machlokas. Here, a guy says, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. Really no such thing. So either you bring a mincha from wheat, or you don't bring a mincha at all. Says the Tanna Kamma here, bring it from wheat. Kemach, if he said, I'm going to bring a mincha in flour, fine, which is no such thing, Yavi Soles, you have to bring fine flour. He's not allowed to do that. That's done by Bezdin. I'm making that. I'm going to bring the carpet tumen tomorrow. Who are you? You can't do it. Yeah. Shalom Shemin and Lavona. Someone says I'm going to bring a mincha without Shemin and Lavona, which really only is by a sota, and maybe some other rare doesn't apply to you. Yavi Shemin Lavona, Chatzi Isaron, which is no such thing. Yavi Isaron Shalim. You have to bring a full Isaron. Isaron Umechza, which is also no such thing. One and a half. Yavi Shnayim. You have to bring two. Shirim Poter. Shirim says you don't have to bring anything. Why? Shalo Hisnadev Kederech HaMisnadvin. It's not a normal way of making a neder, like we said before. Right? Now, man tana dechi amar harei alai.
Why is that? Which Mekadesh, let's forget about the
because it's the same thing as saying I'm going to be a nazir from figs.
Let's say he's Mekadesh
barley.
Let's say Mekadesh barley.
Yeah.
And then he said the wrong thing. He said Mekadesh barley for a mincha.
Right. That's what he said. He said I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. He comes to the Bezin. Do I have to bring a mincha from barley? Bezin says, no, you're not a sota, and you're not bringing the omer.
I have to bring barley.
What if he says I'm going to bring a mincha? What if he says I'm going to bring a mincha?
He said,
what you're asking is what the Gemara will get to in 5 minutes. What if a guy says I'm going to bring a mincha from apples?
Right. Okay.
We'll get to that in a minute. That's what he's asking. Bring a mincha from something that never is a mincha.
Right.
We'll get to that in a minute. Man tana dechi amar hai alai mincha menas orim mevi menachitim. Who said that? Who said that when I say I'm going to bring a mincha from Seorim, I have to bring it from Chitim? Who said that? Who said that? Without looking at the next minute words, who said that? Beis Shammai, no?
Right.
Is that Beis Shammai? It's not Beis Hillel.
No.
Right? It's Beis Shammai. Chizki amar machlokas shenuya. Well, there's a machlokas about that. And Beis Shammai, it's Beis Shammai. Lav Amar Beis Shammai. Didn't Beis Shammai say Ki Amar Minagrogris and Minadvela Hare Nazir? Didn't he say that? When someone's telling me Nazir from figs, you're still a Nazir. So someone said that there would be a mincha from Seorim. You bring a mincha from Chitim, right? Hachanami Ki Amar Minas Seorim Mev Minachitim. Beis Shammai. Now how could this be Beis Hillel? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tema Dibri Akol. It could even be Beis Hillel. How can it be Beis Hillel? Right? How can it be Beis Hillel? How's that possible? It's as follows. Ba'omer, when the guy says, Had I known that you can't bring a mincha from barley, lona darti kach elakach, I wouldn't have bought it from barley. I would have bought it from wheat. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Had I known that, I would have. However, nobody thinks. Everybody knows. The whole Jewish religion knows. Every person knows you can't be another from figs. Who knows? You can't bring the soul milchas from barley. Nobody knows that. Only the Dafyomi people know that. Only the Chachal know that. People think, yeah, you can bring a milchah from anything. So when a guy says, I'm going to bring a milchah from barley, and by the way, it's not good. Why? Because you can't bring a milchah from barley. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, fine. What can I bring a milchah from? Wheat? Fine, I'll bring it from wheat. No problem. 100%. When a guy says, I'm going to be a nazir from figs, everybody knows it's ridiculous. So it doesn't have to be only Beis Shammai said that. Even the Mishnah Menachas, even Beis Hillel could have said that.
Who's picking and choosing what people know and don't know?
Right.
It's very subjective.
What's that? You're picking, do people know this and don't know this?
It's more than that. It's deeper than that.
It's more common.
It's deeper than that. It's what Mr. G said before. Since barley could be a mincha, just not the mincha you want to bring. But it is a mincha out there. By the way, if a long time you bring a barley, it's a sota. Oh, really? I thought, okay, fine, I'll bring it from wheat. You're a little bit on the detail, you're a little bit wrong. So it's not outlandish. We're going to get to the case of the guy says, I'm bringing a mincha from apples, which is no such thing in the world. See, here, there's no such thing as a nazir from figs. It's not in the parsha. There's no such thing. There's no nazir from figs. Therefore, you're not a nazir.
I didn't
know that
I'm in the
dough.
It sounds the same thing. I'll go
up
by a letter.
That's a good question. He asked that half hour ago.
I understand it. But yeah. We don't work that way. When I'm going to hold that a word means something and when it doesn't mean something.
Right.
You either work it straight across the board or you don't work it straight across the board.
Right. I hear you. So getting back for a second. I hear you. The I don't have an answer for you.
How are you?
I don't know. But getting back, the Mishnah in Menachas said that if somebody says I make a nazir and make a neder, I make a mincha from barley, you have to bring it from wheat. Said Chizkia, only Beis Shammai said that. Only Beis Shammai said that because Beis Shammai is the one who says if you make a nazir from figs, it's the same thing. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, even Beis Hillel could agree with that. Why does he say over here you're not a nazir at all? Because there's no parsha of nazir from figs. There is a parsha of menachos from barley. Not you, but it is in the parsha. There is such a thing. Amar Chizkia, lo shanu elish amar menasa orim. So that would only make sense if a guy said, I want to bring a mincha from barley. Aval amar menadoshim. If a guy says, I'm going to bring a mincha from lentils. There's no such thing. In the whole Torah, there's no such thing. It's like saying, I'm going to bring a mincha from potato chips. There's no such thing. Lo maisi velo klum. You wouldn't bring anything. You wouldn't bring any. That's nothing. It's a ridiculous statement. Right? Now, Michti, one second. Chizkiya kiman lokim la masnisim. Who did Chizkiya say is Mishnah like? Chizkiya said that the Mishnah in Menachos was like who? Beis Shammai. Vaha, one second. But according to Beis Shammai, isn't it true? Vaha adoshim legabe mincha? Kigrogros legabe nazir dami? Isn't that the same comparison? Same thing. There's no such thing as the Dorim as the Nazir by figs. There's no such thing as a mincha by lentils. No such thing. The Ka'amri Beis Shammai have a Nazir. And Beis Shammai said, you're a Nazir. Don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So you know, you're right. Hadar Be Chizkiya. Chizkiya took it back. Took what back? He took back that he said that the Mishnah Menachos holds like Beis Shammai. We started out by saying it has to hold like Beis Shammai. Now it can't hold like Beis Shammai. Right? If I might hold the bait, why do you have to retract? Amar Rava, because Masnis and Kishise, the Mishnah didn't make any sense. Why? Because he had a kash on the Mishnah. My area to tell him, Orim, why are you telling me that the guy made a neder from barley, that what? That it's still good, that you have to bring him from wheat? Listening to Minah Dashim. That's a much bigger Kiddush. A much bigger Kiddush. Right? It's not in the parsha of Mincha. And yet, why didn't he say that? Ella, Savar Chizkiya, Kika Amri Beis Shammai, must be that when Beis Shammai said his din, Hasam Kerev Yehuda. That what? That's only a neder. It can't be in the, it can't be in a ziris. Right? So therefore what?
Why don't we punish this guy who says with the lentils? Why don't we punish him anyway? You said lentils, but you know you have to bring wheat.
Because it's so outlandish. But it's so outlandish. It's like walking down the street. I'm going to bring a carbon from a dock. It's so outlandish. What kind of thing is that? It's such an outlandish thing. I don't get me wrong. I hear there's a very fine line between what's outlandish and what we'll impose on you. Very fine line. Very fine line. Anyway, Chizki says like this.
Wait, the whole Nedarim you're being disrupted.
I know. The only way to explain Bishamai.
The whole Nedarim.
Right.
Exactly.
No,
we
didn't discuss this about focus on what you say. And people
somebody
don't say stupid
this,
and people
then
don't
then
say stupid
this,
things.
That was a whole chapter.
That's the entire chapter.
If I didn't hear that line, people don't say anything stupid. I didn't hear that one. That's the Nedarim? I don't think you heard the Nedarim.
Absolutely.
So according to Chizkiya, the Chizkiya says I can only explain Beishamai like a Yehuda. That what? That when you said you want to be another from figs, it's really a neder. So too, when someone said I want to bring a mincha from barley, it's really a neder. Aye, you're a little wrong. All right, but if someone said I'm going to bring a mincha from Adashim, that's nothing. That's nothing. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? I feel him in Adashim. You can even bring a mincha from Adashim. If someone said I'm going to bring a mincha from Adashim, so bring it from wheat. What? Why? Like Mati said, he said I want to bring a mincha. Right?
That's like Bisham.
No, it's not. V'ha, Rabbi Yochanan d'Amar, ba'Amar ilu yisi yadeh, shul einad din kach, lona zad din kach, el akach. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say, the whole reason was, oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, you can only bring a barley if you're a sota? Oh, all right, I'll bring it from wheat. You can't say that if it's lentils. Because what do you mean? It's so outlandish. So the Gemara answers, you're right. L'dvar v'chizkiyu d'gamar. He was talking to Chizkiya. Ah, my time akar d'artabach. Why'd you retract? Mishum d'lo katani min adashim. Because it didn't say from adashim. You know why it didn't say from adashim? Dilma, lo mi boya kamar. Lo mi boya ki amar ba adashim d'maisi min chama al yisa. Of course, if you say I want to bring adashim, ki dikalame ma mahadar, hu dahadar be, fatafas loshin rishon. I understand why, had he said lentils, and then he said, I want to bring a mincha from lentils, then what is that? What is that? Ma'isi mincha ba'al yisa, dikal ameim bihadar hadar, the hadar ve'vatav lal rishon. When he said, I want to bring a mincha from lentils, he was undoing his neder,
right.
And therefore what? It's not a neder at all. Ella, kiyama minas orim. Then you have to bring a mincha. You have to bring a mincha ma'al yisa. However, the second part is nonsense. Ella, kiyama minas orim. But if someone says, I want to bring a mincha from barley, vaday dahachi kamar. Here's what he meant to say. E kitcha kiminchas omer, o kiminchas sota, taktish. Yeah, if I'm a sota, which I'm not, and if I'm going to bring the omer, which I'm not going to do, then I'm taktish. E low, and if not, not. In other words, yeah, I really meant to bring a sota. Yeah, but mister, you're not a sota. Well, then I'm not going to bring it. All right. By the way, I really meant to bring the Omer. You know, it's not the second day of Pesach now, and you're not Bezdin? Oh, that, okay, then forget it. Then my deal is off. People say that all the time. I'm only going to donate something that's already donated. Right? I want to donate that. Well, someone already donated that. Oh, they're not donating. You hear that all the time. Right? So I want to donate to Sota. So but you're not a Sota. Then forget it.
If you're in the parish, it's no good. If you're outlandish, it's good.
Kamash Malan, Demaisim and Achitim. You still have to bring it from Chitim. Right? You're still doing it from Chitim. Right?
In other words, the Adashim is more Pasha.
Right. So therefore, how do we end off? I'm not sure.
How are you doing? He changed his whole tune from the beginning of the
other
day. This is Tfos Lashon Achron. Now we're saying Tfos Lashon Rishon.
I hear.
Is it possible for a guy to be a sota? Can a male be a sota?
No. No such thing.
So that he can't get off the ground.
Right, so we're changing that to say the Tfos Lashon Rishon. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan is talking to Chizkiya. All right? Make sense? What? All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.
All right.
Everybody have a very good day.
Absolutely, very good.